Welcome to the Matters of the Heart podcast with me, Bishop Sharon Jones. This podcast is designed to equip, empower, support, and change lives through a whole and healthy relationship with God while dealing with the matters of the heart. I want you to download, subscribe, follow, and share this app with your friends. While you're listening in, invite them to join in. It can only be a blessing. I know something is going to be said that will bless you and give you strength for your journey. I want to say that again. I know something is going to be said that will bless you and give you strength for your journey. Now listen in. You know, you can be going through something so hard in your life until you start to wonder, why am I here? Why did God create me? Why was I born? What is my purpose? All of the whys and the what for questions start to enter your minds. You question your very existence. Now that is the truth. Somebody need to say amen right there, because somewhere on our journey, each one of us have questioned our existence, have questioned, why am I here? But what we all need to understand is that we are really special. You are special. Say to yourself, I am special. Why? Because I'm special to God. We are special to God. He made us in his image. He made us to have fellowship with him. You know, there's an old hymn that says, what a fellowship, what a joy divine. Fellowship time. Being with someone that you love and share with is a divine joy. You know, my husband is my best friend in the whole wide world. I love my children. Yes, I do. I love my grandchildren. But I tell my children, I would rather spend time with your daddy any day than to spend time with you all. Amen. My daughter tell me, well, mama, you can go. I said, okay, I'll go with you for a little while. But then after a while, she'll said, okay, I'm getting ready to take you back home to your husband. I said, that's right. Take me back home so I can have some fellowship time with my husband. Amen. God wanted someone that he could have a special relationship with. Someone he could communicate with. Someone he could talk to and share his love with. Listen, he wasn't hard up for company. No, he wasn't. He didn't have to make us. I believe he was doing all right in his glory. I believe that. He was all right in what he had created before he even made Adam. But God, so full of love, God who is love, wanted to have someone to give his love to. That's why God made man. Why did God create you? Because he wanted fellowship. Can you say that word with me? Fellowship. He didn't need someone to dominate. He didn't need someone to control. God is not a dominator and he's not a controller. He is love and he wanted to give his love. So he said, let us make man in our image. That's why God made man. He made man so he could give man his image and his love. God could have given his love to an angel. He could have given his love to the angels. But giving to angels didn't provide total fulfillment. Angels were not made in his image. God wanted to give his love to someone that looked like him, that had his impression, someone in his image. You're the same way. A father who has a son or a daughter wants to give to that son or that daughter because they look like him. When his son is born, that father's chest sticks out and he tells everybody, I got a boy and he looks just like me. Or if he has that little girl, his little princess, he promises her the world. Why? Because they are his image. You precious hearts are one of a kind. You are one of a kind. Even though you may have the traits of your father or your mother, you may walk like them, talk like them, eyes the same color or hair just like their hair, you are still you. And I want you to dare to believe that you are something really special. The enemy wants you to believe that you are a nobody, that you are a nothing. But God does not make nobodies, and God does not make nothings. He makes specials. You are special. Be brave enough and have enough courage to believe that about yourself, that you are special. You are special. Can somebody say that with me? I'm special. I'm special. You are special, made in the image of God, made to do great and awesome things. Even though you may be going through something right now, you were made to do great and awesome things. Dare to believe that. In spite of what others may be saying about me, I am awesome. I'm made in the image of God. Dare to believe that. Be brave enough and have enough courage to speak that about yourself. You are a one-of-a-kind, awesome image of God. You are special to God because you are made in His image. Maybe I need to say that a few more times. You are special to God because you are made in His image. Let me say that again. You are special to God because you are made in His image. Can you say that to yourself? I am special to God. Repeat that after me. I am special to God because I am made in His image. I refuse, listen, and you've got to have this determination down in you too, but I refuse to wait for someone to speak that to me because I may never hear it. Or let me say that again. I can't wait for someone else to speak it to me because I may never hear it. And I give myself permission to speak that over myself. I am special to God because I'm made in His image. And He does not make a mess. You are not a mess. You are not an afterthought, male or female. You were not an afterthought. You were made in the image of God. God does not make a mess. You are special to God. Why did God create you? Because He wanted someone to have fellowship with. Someone to give His love to. And He chose you. Someone to give His love to. And He chose you. He chose me. Now what we must do is receive His love. Receive all of the good things He has spoken over you. God has spoken some mighty and beautiful things in your life. And you've got to open your hearts to receive the good things that He's spoken over you. Things that maybe you have not accepted are acknowledged yet. Some people cannot say good things about themselves. Some people talk themselves down all of the time. You can always say good things about other people, but when it comes to you saying something good about yourself, you can't do that. You know, in my women's ministry, we are in our second week of our 5-day self-love challenge. We are in that time when we are speaking good things about ourselves, giving ourselves permission to do it too. When we are doing good things for ourselves, not just waiting for someone else to do it for us, but we're doing it for ourselves. Why? Because we are special. We've got to learn how to speak good into us. It's nothing about being proud and lifted up. That's not what it's about. No, it's about acknowledging who I am, that I am the image of God. God made me special. God didn't make any mess. And I don't have to wait on you to tell me that I'm special. I don't have to wait on you to tell me that I'm loved by God. I know God loves me. Hallelujah. And we've got to learn how to accept and how to acknowledge what God has done on the end. Give yourself permission. Say, I give myself permission. I don't wait on you. I give myself permission to receive everything that God has given and has made me for. Why? Because God made me in His image. Now, this is what you must do. I know the enemy is fighting against a lot of you, men and women alike, telling you you're nothing, you'll never be nothing. You're born to be nothing. But that's a lie straight from the pits of hell. What you've got to do is believe who you are. Believe why you were made in the image of God. To be great. To be mighty. To be special. Now what you need to do, what I want you to do, is pick yourself up. Brush yourself off. And start looking, acting, and becoming whose image you were made in. You were made in the image of God. Who am I? I'm God's child. And I'm special. I'm God's child. And God doesn't make a mess. I'm God's child. I was created in the image of God to give Him glory. I was created in the image of God to have fellowship with God. Now let me say that. Let me say that again. Pick yourself up. Brush yourself off. And start looking, acting, and becoming whose image you were made in. You were made in the image of God. You are God's child. And you are special. Don't you ever forget that. You are God's child. You are special to God. And God so loves you. Thank you for joining me today in the Matters of the Heart podcast. I want you to tune in next time when we bring you another inspiring and uplifting word that will equip, empower, support, and change your life. And I know this word today is going to change somebody's life. It's going to change somebody's heart on the way they see themselves and how they feel about themselves. God didn't make a mess. God didn't make a mistake. God made you, and He made you in His image. Now the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you peace. I speak sweet peace today, a peace that passes all understanding. Now until next time, God bless you and God keep you is our prayer.